Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In English grammar, there's a way of separating two different kinds of verbs, active and passive. And the best way to explain the two is with a comparison. Mary was kissed by John. Passive verb. John kissed Mary. Active verb. Active verbs are often a much more dynamic way of speaking and writing. I read the 23rd Psalm for my devotions this morning and was struck by the amount of passive verbs, but not in the grammatical sense, in the cinematic sense. You see, we tend to think of our lives as a movie about us. We are the main character in our story. But it's not true. Look at Psalm 23. Who's the main character? Who gets all the good parts? The Lord, the Good Shepherd. We are the passive beneficiaries of his love and care. I've been becoming more and more aware of my tendency to try to control things, including the minute details of my life. And it leads to much frustration and disappointment because, I'm sure as many of you found out, we can't do it. Life happens, often totally apart from our control or our wishes or our desires. But it doesn't happen by chance. It happens by the leading of our good shepherd. We weren't meant to be the main characters of our story. We were meant to be led. Look who gets all the good parts in the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will feel no evil because God is with me. His rod and his staff comfort. He prepares a table in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil. We are in the tender care of the loving and powerful shepherd. The threat of danger and violence is absolutely here, but the victorious warrior is also our shepherd. As God's children, we will experience blessing to the extent that we allow our shepherd to do what he does best and what we tend to foul up. But our role isn't entirely passive here, is it? What are we doing? Well, for one, we're not wanting. We're not looking around and wishing we had a better shepherd, or some tastier grass to eat, or some better sheep to hang out with. We are satisfied by the love of our shepherd. Two, we are walking. We're not reclining on a litter like kings or queens back in the day, being carried around by our shepherd. No, we have to walk in the path that God has prepared for us. Sometimes that leads through the valley of the shadow of death. We are doing the good works that God has prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them. But while we are walking, we do not fear. This is the part that I'm bad at. I fear because I often revert to thinking that everything relies on me, which just makes me freeze up. And finally, one day we are going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So whatever road God is leading you down today, let him take the good verbs. He leads, he protects, he fights, he provides, he prepares. Rest in the care of the shepherd. When we're anxious, when we're scared, when we're worried, when we're frustrated, take it to the Lord in prayer. And then don't covet another circumstances. Walk on under the blessing that he has provided. Fear not, and know that goodness and mercy are close behind. God, we thank you that you are the main character in the story. God, we thank you that you are active in our lives. God, help us to rest in that, to do what you have called us to do, and then trust you with the rest of it. We ask this for your glory and our good. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.